Morning prayer warriors, Mark here. Hey, it's another great week just to be praying and loving on God and for him to be loving on us. Let's just open with a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, that you teach us this morning, that you just pour into us, that we open our hearts, that we don't stand still, that we keep moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I want to talk about three words. And we study it, we hear it, we look at it, we read it. Some of you may memorize these three words: pray without ceasing. Pretty simple. First, Thessalonians 5:17. If you want to open up your Bibles to Thessalonians, this is there in chapter 5. Thessalonians has got five chapters. It's a fairly short book in the Bible as it was organized originally. And, pray without ceasing. One of the things that I always encourage myself and others as well is to, when you see something like that, let's put it in context. You know, who's the author? Who's he writing it to? Why in the world is he writing it? And in this case, it's Paul. And this is on Paul's second missionary journey. And you know, you remember Paul took off and, you know, he's with Silas and he's traveling up through Macedonia and that area. Meanwhile, Barnabas and John Mark, they've kind of split up, and John Mark and Barnabas, they went off to Cyprus. So here's Paul and Silas. They're going up to Macedonia. They've been beaten. They've been thrown in jail, but they're saving lives for God, and they're turning people to Christ. And Paul's getting a little frustrated, because he's out to save the Jews, but really God wants him to save the Gentiles. He wants us to save us. And so he goes through Macedonia, and he finally winds up in Thessalonica, up there in the northern part of Greece. You know, they're harassing him. There's some people who want him dead. So he leaves from there after he's established this small church. They say that he was there for three Sabbaths. You know, he was probably there for longer. Maybe, you know, some theologians, historians take a look at it and say, yeah, he was probably there for about 3 months. And he made some amazing friends. He made some amazing friendship and love on this small church up there in Thessalonica. And if you take a look at the Greek, the word for brotherly love is phileo. And that's kind of where we get Philadelphia, that city of brotherly love. In this case, it's that heartfelt warmth that he has for the people, even though he fled and he fled over to Berea, you know, where the Bereans, you know, amazing Christians there, they searched the scriptures and everything that Paul said. And this is all there in the book of Acts 16:17. So if you want to take a look at that, that's also another amazing place to kind of get it, you know, get a little balance on what Paul and Silas are doing. And finally, Paul, you know, he's kicked out of there because they pursued him from Thessalonica. So he goes down to Athens. He's in Athens. He does his thing, you know, talking to the Gentiles there at Mars Hill. Finally goes back up to Corinth. They say he stayed in Corinth probably about 18 months. Meanwhile, you know, Timothy is there, and he sends Timothy up to his beloved brothers and sisters back up in Thessalonica. He wants to check on that church, and Timothy comes back, and Timothy's got this report for Paul, and Paul, and just all of his love for this little church up there, writes these two letters, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, probably sometime around about 50, 51, 52 AD. And it's just such a heartfelt letter to him, especially this first one. Because what's happened, Timothy's come back and said, Paul, hey, they're doing amazing. They're on fire for God. And just like you were probably in many cases when you were first saved. It's like, woohoo! We're all over this. The challenge they were having up there is, you know, Paul said, and Christ is coming again, and he's going to rule and reign, and he's imparting all the church doctrine for these guys, and they're going, okay. So they quit their jobs, quit doing anything else, and they were just there waiting for Christ to return. And Paul is going, whoa, wait a minute. We're not sure when he's going to return. It's inevitable. However, you know, guys, we still need to work. We still need to put bread on the table. We still have all of these other things, even within the church. of supporting one another. And so he's penning this letter to him, this heartfelt letter. And, you know, as he's writing it, he's going, guys, hey, I so love you. And it's just amazing your faith that Christ is coming again. However, we need to kind of keep, you know, doing all the rest of these things every day because we really don't know when Christ is going to return. They were expecting it any day. I pray for it to be any day. However, we can't quit on life. We still have some obligations that we need to do, and that's what God wants us to do. It's going to be a thief in the night. And so as we take a look at this letter, and really the first little part of it is correction. He says, hey, you know, be kind and gentle, and you know, the instructions he's got in there, the concern, the joy that they have there in Christ. And, you know, he's praying for him there in 3:11. What I really want to do is kind of delve into that just a little bit there in chapter 5, because that's the last chapter. And I'm going to just read some parts to you. And this is Paul's exhortation to these guys and gals that he just loved like brothers and sisters. And he said, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. And that's reiterated a couple of places here in the New Testament. And so it's like, okay, got it. You know, so he's saying, hey, it's a thief in the night. We need to get back to our knitting. And that you're not in darkness, skipping down to 4, and you're not in darkness so that this day, the day when Christ returns, should overtake you as a thief. That you really don't see a thief sometimes, you know, and you see the videos, the thief sneaks up on somebody, grabs her purse, dashes. You don't see him coming, but Christ is going to come back, and he's going to be the good one. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Then he skips on down, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So Christ is all around us. The key is Christ has to be in us. Therefore, comfort each other and edify or lift up. So comfort everybody, love on them, edify, lift them up, give them courage. Just as you also are doing, and we urge. So we urge, we compel, we want you to do, brethren, recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. So take care of your church leaders. You know, this is a brand new church, and so your church leaders, you know, when Paul was there, he was working. So take care of those church leaders. We need to honor them. We need to lift them up also and encourage them and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. And then he says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly. So exhort you, do this. Warn those who are unruly. So if they're out of control, guys, calm down. Let's kind of move forward on this. Comfort the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Be patient with all. That's like grace. Be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for both yourselves and for all. And here it comes, 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything, not just some things, everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so what I encourage you today, if you're feeling a little bad, if you're feeling, hey, you know, I'm kind of losing it here, you know, I don't feel on fire like I did in the old days, I encourage you to read 1 Thessalonians. Read this letter from Paul back to his brothers and sisters, that he has this phileo, this love of his brothers and sisters to them. And seek out Christ. Just call out to him. Pray without ceasing. Thanks, brothers and sisters. I hope you just have an amazing week. And just keep on praying.